Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Actor and singer John Belushi passed away on this day in 1982. One of the original cast members of US TV's Saturday Night Live. Also starred in the Blues Brothers.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Michael Jackson started a 7-week run at the top of the charts with Billie Jean on this day in 83. His fourth solo US number one and also a number one hit in the UK.
When I wrote Billie Jean, I was riding in my car down Ventura Boulevard. All I said to myself beforehand, I want to write a song with a great bass hook, you know. And I just let it go, really. And then several days later, you know.
Couple of birthdays today. Eddie Grant, singer with the Eagles, who had the 1968 number one single Baby Come Back, turns 73 today. Born on this day in 1958, Andy Gibb, the younger brother of the Bee Gees. He had the 1978 song An Everlasting Love and a number one single in the same year with Shadow Dancing. It spent 7 weeks at the top of the charts. Andy Gibb passed away in March of 1988.
I have been to hell and back, I suppose, literally. And I think it's very important for my fans who have been with me since I started in the business at 18 to know exactly what has happened to me, to know that they should not do this to themselves. I think it's very vital.
That is a look at Today in Music for Friday, March the 5th, Mix 104.9.